This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by plus $500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A bipartisan deal in the U.S. Senate to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faced fresh doubts on Thursday as Senate Republicans heeded Donald Trump's opposition to the border measures. Republican Senator Mitt Romney told reporters he was appalled by Trump's effort to stop the deal.
Former President Trump has indicated to senators that he does not want us to solve the problem at the border. He wants to lay the blame for the border at Biden. And the idea that someone running for president would say, please hurt the country so I can blame my opponent and help my politics is a shocking development.
Senate negotiators have been striving for weeks on a carefully negotiated compromise on border and immigration policy that is meant to tamp down the number of migrants who come to the U.S. border with Mexico. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Israeli attack killed at least 20 people, wounded another 150 at a traffic roundabout in Gaza City on Thursday as Palestinians waited for humanitarian aid, according to a Hamas health official. The Israeli military said it was investigating the report. Russia and Ukraine are trading accusations over Wednesday's fiery crash of a military transport plane in Russia's Belgorod region. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has our story.
Moscow says it was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war, and Kyiv's forces shot it down. At the UN Security Council, Russia's representative said it looks to be a premeditated crime.
The Russian side was supposed to ensure the same level of safety of the Ukrainian captured servicemen.
Ukraine's Kristina Hayovishin says
the Ukrainian side was not informed of the need to secure the airspace in the area of Belgorod City during this specified period.
She maintains Russia bears full responsibility for the lives of Ukrainian prisoners of war.
Ukraine was not informed about the number of vehicles, routes, and means of transportation of the captives,
and called for an international investigation.
This alone may constitute intentional actions by Russia to endanger the lives and safety of the prisoners.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. state of Alabama put an inmate to death Thursday night using nitrogen gas, the first time the method that human rights groups have called cruel, but the state says is humane, was used. Kenneth Eugene Smith, who was 58, was pronounced dead after breathing pure nitrogen for about 22 minutes. Smith's lawyers Thursday asked the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the execution in order to evaluate claims that the new method violates constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Smith was convicted in the 1988 murder for hire slaying of a minister's wife. Former Trump White House official Peter Navarro has been slapped with a prison sentence for defying a House subpoena. We get more from the AP's Norman Hall.
Denim giant Levi Strauss says it is slashing its global...
We'll have that story coming up for you in the next hour. Meantime, the death toll in the landslide that hit southwestern China reached 44,044 Thursday, I should say, as recovery teams working in freezing conditions found an additional body after 4 days of searching through rubble and dirt, according to state media. The landslide hit houses Monday at the foot of a slope in a remote village in a mountainous area of Yunnan province. Two survivors were found on Monday. The preliminary investigation found that the landslides was triggered by the collapse of a cliff, according to the official Xinhua news agency. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.